those bags live around the globe. It's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, well, I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at rmworldtravel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
America, we welcome you back for hour two of America's number one travel radio show. Listen, everybody here is all moving to that song. We love that. Nice having all of you aboard with us on this August 23rd broadcast back in New York. Well, it is just after 11 a.m. Eastern time. Well, these 60 minutes of the show that we're going to be spending with you today, they are the grand finale of this week's big Let's Go America Tour Alaskan Cruise. Actually, our two-week big Let's Go America Tour Alaskan Cruise that we've on the Seabourn Quest since we left Vancouver 2 weeks ago.
That's right, and that is the Seabourn anthem. That is for the crew, and if you cruise with Seabourn, you will know why the We Are Family by Sister Sledge is their anthem. It is a great song that defines the team of Seabourn. So as we mentioned last hour, Robert and I are broadcasting from the Seabourn Quest today. We're coming to you from Deck 7 in Seabourn Square. For these next 7 minutes of the show, we've invited the hotel director, Edgar van der Aar, to join us here live on set.
Edgar, listen, very nice to have you aboard with us today. Thank you very much. You know, these longer cruises, they make conversations like this, you know, do you feel like you're talking to an old friend or family. So thanks for being part of the broadcast.
Thank you for having me. I'm having a great time here on board, and yeah, enjoy your company also.
Well, thank you very much. Appreciate that. All right, so you and the team are certainly delivering a terrific hotel experience. Traveling with Seabourn, it's not minimalist travel, that's for sure. Our accommodations, the onboard services that are available to the guests in the ship, you know, they mirror what we've come to expect on our other cruises with Seabourn. From everyone we work with, whether it's at corporate, you know, the onboard crew, team members we've gotten to know personally over the years, there are two things that are important to all the folks that we encounter that you try to make sure travelers experience. One is what you call the Seabourn difference. Two, Seabourn moments. So talk to with all of us right now what they mean to you.
Yeah, I think the Seabourn service is, of course, the moment the guests arrive in the terminal. It's the staff and the crew that are delighted to meet you. Yeah, we welcome you on board. We guide you every step along the way. We make sure you're going to have a great experience on board. Like I always say to some of our guests, you know, we don't sell a spare part or we offer you a vacation, and the staff and the crew is part of the experience, is part of this vacation, and it's important for us to engage with you, yeah, and to make sure you're going to have a great time with us. And how we do this, we memorize your name, we know what you like, we know what you don't like. When you come back from the tour, the sweet host is there waiting for you with a cold or a warm towel. We know that you like strawberries, so we make a nice plate of chocolate dipped strawberries. If you like caviar and champagne, the sweet host will make sure your amenities are well stocked.
You're coming back.
I think this is the big difference of Seabourn between other companies. It's the personalized service and the way we treat our guests.
Amen. And I don't know how you memorize everyone's names every I don't know how you do it, but a big round of applause for that. So, you know, Robert and I spend a lot of time working when we travel, and we talked about this when we were meeting with you earlier in the week. We need space. We've stayed in a variety of different suites over the years. We are in a penthouse suite for this cruise, and we have a little more space to spread out and work. But all suites are oceanfront, and you know, they all have these great views to private verandas. So talk a little bit about the design and the amenities that come with the suites and cabins.
Yeah, so all the suites, they have, like you said, they have a balcony. We have a private veranda. We have windows from ceiling to the floor. Nice marble bathroom, big shower head, a lot of amenities, the hair dryer, in-suite setup, the bars, whatever you like. We can accommodate you with. If you like whiskey or cognac, we make sure it's in your suite, well-stocked, yeah, very important. But also the suite host, they engage with you. I think that in that very fresh looking suites, beautiful decorated, nice artwork. We have the standard veranda suites, but also the penthouse that you are staying in. But for example, the Winter Garden has a beautiful balcony with a bathtub on the balcony. You have a separate dining area. It's a beautiful suites, and this is what makes it more special.
So, talk. You know, your job for folks. We've been asked this in the past. You know, the hotel director. You talk about it. What is that? And your job is similar to a general manager at a hotel, a land-based hotel, right? So I want you to get into maybe some of the duties that you handle here on the ship, because there's so many of the people that really do report to you. I mean, you are the captain's key, but you are, without you, the ship doesn't go anywhere, really. So, you know, what? And I also want, when you tell us about that, what do you think your team would say it's like working for you?
Yeah, I think I have the best job in the world. You know, when I wake up, I have a different view every day. When I look outside, I mean, it's great to be on board. I think the biggest responsibility that I have is actually the guest satisfaction. For me, it's important every guest that leaves the ship on embarkation day has to have a smile on their face. Yeah, they need to have a great experience. This is really the one most important factor of my job. And of course, I'm also working with the team together to make sure that this happened. But I'm also the bridge between, I think, corporate office and the ship. And I'm also the mediator between the team members, the middle managers. I make sure that they work together. They really have to be a family, okay? We need to be open to communicate with each other in a proper way. And only by doing that, we can reach a good result.
And Edgar, the reason that's important, because you're working with a lot of different cultures and different people and so forth. And some people, let's say, you know, culturally, maybe they don't get along, but when they're here on the ship, they have to get along, because you all have to operate as a single unit, and it is a family environment.
Yeah. No, that's true, and this is very important. And I do the daily meetings. We make sure that we all work together. And when we see any friction points, we make sure we smooth the situation out.
They're the ones that we've seen you've thrown off in the back.
Just a few.
No, I'm kidding. So, exactly.
Sometimes I'm the police officer, but I don't like to be.
No question about that.
So you mentioned the cabin suites, all of the attendants. And I just want to have you expand a little bit on that, because you are absolutely right. You can have a beautifully appointed, well-designed suite, but it is the people who work in the suites who are taking care of us every single day, twice a day. They're turning our rooms over. Talk a little bit about how they also really help you personalize the trip.
Yeah, so when it's your anniversary, we decorate your suite, celebrations. We engage with the guests. We like I said, we decorate the balloons and towel animals. Sometimes we make a different surprise, like a seaborne moment. Yeah. For example, last cruise, we had actually a vow renewal ceremony. Mm-hmm. Right. There was a guest almost 100 years old. They were 70 years married. Wow. And they renew the vows on the bridge with the captain and the cruise director.
That's
a nice, beautiful show. Yeah, these are the things that we like.
Really
to do.
Quick with you, because we only have about a minute 10 left on this. So about 20-second answer. Something you think that this company does that you enjoy and find interesting, because you're relatively new to the company.
Yeah, I see only good things here in Seabourn. I just joined 3 months ago. And I like the product. I like the brand. I like the guest, the lovely guest, the crew. I like actually everything on this brand. So
you're still...
I'm very happy to be here.
That's good. Who's listening, I'm sure. He likes to hear that as well. So, that's so Edgar, listen, very nice having you part of the broadcast. Yeah. You've been terrific from the before we get on the ship to the last 2 weeks that we've been with you. So thank you very much. Appreciate all the hospitality. Give him a round of applause.
Yeah, round
everybody.
Of applause, right. Applause to Edgar.
Really appreciate it. Just
thank you.
You hold on to that mic for a second right now, because now I got to talk to our audiences listening back in the U.S. So and we're going to toss things back to Bobby. So, folks, as we take this brief time out right now, it's very important for us to do that, because otherwise Bobby will take things over. We don't want him to do that. Mm-hmm. Our Seabourn Cruise conversation continues. Food, wine, spirits, all of that is coming next. You won't want to miss it. It's going to start in 3 minutes. Stay with us, everyone.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
The hardest part about cooking or grilling meat, steaks, chicken, or fish is being tethered to a hot stove or barbecue and constantly checking it. Well, those days are gone. Chef IQ Sense is a smart, simple cooking sensor that goes into whatever you're cooking. It's kind of like a meat thermometer, but wireless and much smarter. Just in time for summer grilling, they've announced a flash sale. Visit chefiq.com and use promo code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y, for 15% off. That's chefiq.com, promo code CARRY, for 15% off, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors.
If you're a yo-yo dieter, you should know that can be dangerous. It can actually increase your risk of health issues, including heart attacks, strokes, type 2 diabetes, and others. Lean Weight Loss is a natural studied supplement that helps maintain a healthy blood sugar, control your appetite and cravings, and burn fat. If you're tired of losing weight and gaining it back, Lean was created for you. Give Lean, L-E-A-N, a try at TakeLean.com. That's TakeLean.com, and you'll get 20% off with the code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y. TakeLean.com. RMWorldTravel.com has a direct link.
Don't you just love it when one of your favorites comes back better? Raycon's fan favorite Everyday Earbuds Classic is back better than ever, now with active noise cancellation, and they're 20% off at buyraycon.com/carry. Noise cancellation is the one thing these everyday buds were missing. Now they're perfect for tuning out the noise around you while tuning into something great. Pair that with 8 hours of playtime and a 32-hour battery life, and an icon returns. Get yours today for 20% off at buyraycon.com/carry with free shipping on every pair of Raycon earbuds, or visit armworldtravel.com. True Home Security is having a system that's proactive, not just reactive. Old school security systems only react once the damage is done. But SimpliSafe at simplisafe.com/carry is different. It's designed to help stop crime before it starts with Active Guard outdoor protection. Protect what matters most and get that peace of mind today. You'll get 50% off your SimpliSafe system with professional monitoring. Plus, your first month is free at simplisafe.com/carry, or you can find that link at armworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors, because there's no safe like SimpliSafe.
RMWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
And Let's Go America, it is 18 past the hour here in Alert Bay as our big Let's Go America to Alaskan cruise sails along. Today's G-Block from the Seabourn Quest is sponsored by GoColette.com/United States.
As America turns 250, let's go, everyone. Whether your interests include the mountains, music cities, monuments, or Main Streets, America is not something to remember. It is something to get out and go experience.
It absolutely is. Listen, Colette, they've been guiding travelers across America for a century now, and they offer tours in varieties to suit every type of traveler. So go celebrate the landscapes, the locals, and the legends that make our nation great, and travel unforgettable. Go to GoColette.com/United States for more information and show specials, or you can go to RMWorldTravel.com, look under sponsors.
Okay, we're waiting for this part. Food and wine. So between last week's show and today's broadcast, we have spoken to the captain, the cruise director, spa director, multiple expedition leaders. You just heard us talking with the hotel director, and now joining us live on set and ready to go on mics 3 and 4, we have the Seabourn Quest executive chef Christophe Boulin and head sommelier Daniel Maunganidze. Is that right?
Exactly, yes.
Okay.
Daniel,
okay.
Listen, thank you. Ed Chef, thank you very much for joining us. Appreciate you being a part of the program today.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, thank you very much. This will be a treat for everybody. They've been all enjoying the fine foods and wines that you've been serving all of us. Now they're going to get a chance to hear about it. So, Chef Christophe, we'll start with you. You know, I start there because we've been eating well, thanks to you and the team, as I've said. For all the foodies tuned in around the United States right now, when they come on a cruise with Seabourn, they're in for an excellent culinary experience. You've got the restaurant, Solis, Earth and Ocean, the Colonnade, sushi, in-room dining. Those names may not mean a lot to some of our listeners who haven't been here yet, but so many other places that food is served. And, you know, you're delivering food quality and meals that often exceed, you know, what folks will find at high-end restaurants on land. So unlike some other cruise operators as well, it's all included in the fare price. That's important for folks to know. So talk about some of the culinary offerings, you know, that you're most proud of here on Seabourn Quest, and you know, you want listeners and guests to know about.
Well, first of all, Seabourn is priding itself on the serving the freshest ingredients that we can source out. We, for example, right now we are cruising in Alaska, and all our fish is sourced out from Alaska. We're loading every 7 days all the different type of fish. We are served regularly for lunch and dinner. We have what I'm very proud of is our new restaurant, our Solis restaurant, of course, which is our Mediterranean style cooking. We went to something which is more modern, right. Lighter cookings, olive oil, you know, Mediterranean style, lots of origins from Italy, France, and Greece, and Croatia, mm-hmm. And that is really a wonderful experience. But of course, as you mentioned, also we have a beautiful patio where you can have wonderful diet breakfast you can have in the morning. You have wonderful Earth and Ocean also. Outside al fresco, and these are places really to look out for, you know, at the end of the day.
So, Chef, 2 weeks ago, Seabourn President Mark Tamas was on the show with us, and we were discussing how Seabourn, and you just talked a little bit about it, is really elevating the onboard culinary offerings, new menus, new concepts. On some cruises, there are live cooking demos. There are galley tours if guests want to visit the kitchen. It really has become, I think, a lot more immersive as well for the guests. What do you think about that?
Well, we do this on board, of course. You know, usually mm-hmm. I do one time per cruise, I have a cooking demonstration. Mm-hmm. 2 or 3 times per cruise, we're going to take guests outside of their comfort zone, inside the galley. And we just go, usually it's a one-hour tour. We explain a little bit how we function. And I think most of our guests know we are coming on board for, of course, the places we are visiting, but the food is the number one in Seaborn. And we want to know more about the operation, mm-hmm. more about the people working in the gallery, and this is an opportunity to meet, really the people behind the scene who are realizing all these beautiful dishes. Yeah.
So, Daniel, back in March, Mary and I were on Seaborn Ovation, and that was our big Let's Go America Tour Caribbean cruise, and we enjoyed a premium experience with some of the world's top whiskeys that were served there. And we've done things like that in Scotland, and we've also done it in Ireland before, but to do it on the ship was interesting and compare it. They were outstanding. So, the wine, we had dinner last night at Solis. I mean, it's outstanding. The Italian wine that I had, a super Tuscan wine, was great. But you did yesterday that I saw you were doing a wine tasting that was there. I've learned a few things actually from some of the bartenders from cruising on this cruise on the ship. So give folks an idea of the range of wines and spirit that you do offer here.
Yeah, sure. So we do have quite a variety of wines. Around the world, as you know, we are dealing with different demographic. Different guests with different palates, discerning palates, I would say. So we make sure that we do have a variety of wines. It might be the new world. Talk of New Zealand, Australia, California, of which most of our guests are from US,
right.
And they pretty much prefer.
And I know California you actually wines, yeah. told us that you enjoyed the California wines.
Yeah, exactly. California. This is where I started my journey, so I really love Californian wines. Yes.
Thank you, Daniel. Yeah. Chef, I'm really curious. I know corporate has a voice in menu setting and all of that, but how much latitude and flexibility do you and your team have in creating or adding to menus or creating new dishes and things like that?
Well, we are given quite a fair amount of latitude. We are within some guidelines, of course, and the most important is always to keep the same standards. But while we are cruising around the world, what we want to do, as I was mentioning before, mm-hmm. is to get local ingredients. So we can incorporate these local ingredients in our menu. And that's what our corporate office wants to see. So we want to see the chefs showing their imagination, their skills, and then for every guest coming on board the Seaborn ship, depending who is on the ship, we're going to get a different experience. Always a wonderful experience, but different, because we all cook a different way. Right. I am French, I have my way of cooking. Mm-hmm. You might have somebody from Australia, he's going to cook in a different right. way. And this mm-hmm. is really what we want to see us doing, actually, here.
Yeah, it's terrific.
So, there are members of the Seaborn team that we know who have worked for the cruise line 10, 15 years or more, all right? I'd love to, but this is a question for both of you. So, Chef, we'll go with you first, and then Daniel. I think everybody actually that's around us here would enjoy. How did you start with Seaborn? Where did you start with Seaborn, right? And what are some of the qualities that you say are important to do your job? So, Chef?
Well, I'm quite a newcomer to Seaborn. I've been with them for 3 years.
Okay.
But actually, I've been a cook since I'm 16 years old, so that's about 41 years.
Wow, okay.
And I've been at sea for 28 years. And I was actually in a corporate position when the pandemic came, yeah. and the company mm-hmm. I worked for actually sadly went bankrupt.
Didn't make it. Yeah.
Didn't make it during the. And while I was at home, I was contacted by our culinary, fleet culinary director, Chef Frank, who is on board with us actually right now. And he asked me if I wanted to join Seaborn, but in a position back as executive chef, because he had quite a lot of knowledge about my background. I worked Michelin star with Michel Roux in England over the past years, 1980s, 1990s.
Sure.
So he wanted me to come in the operation, somebody with skills, experience to teach a little bit our younger crew members in the galley, and that's how I joined Seaborn, and it's been great. I have to be honest, it's been a great experience so far.
Daniel, what about you?
Okay, so my experiences with my wine journey, it's actually started 15 years ago. So I started from the humble beginnings. I was the guy who was working in the vineyard, doing the manual job. I had no passion about wine, but my strong background was starting from the vineyard, yeah. So I worked my way up with Seaborn. So far, this is my fourth year with Seaborn okay. as a head sommelier, yes, yeah.
So that's impressive because you had your hands dirty in the vineyards, and you've worked your way up now to the head sommelier. So,
and where was this, Daniel?
So it all started in South Africa mm-hmm. By Idiom Vineyards in Western Cape Province, yeah. This is where my journey started, yeah.
And to go back to the question I asked, the second part of that, the quality that you feel is important to do your job, Chef?
The quality, I think you need to be very... You need to be very open-minded.
Okay.
You need to be prepared to do things unusual, because you're going to be in an unusual place in the world. And you need to think out of the box also a little bit.
Daniel, what would you say?
So, I mean, being a head sommelier is not really quite an easy job because remember, you're dealing with a different demographic of people. So when guests comes, they've got really high expectations. So you need to make sure that you cater for all the guests, what they enjoy, and what's their most preferences. Yeah.
And everyone has different palates and
exactly.
all of that. All right, we are running out of time. I have one last really quick question. I need one quick answer. Chef, something special and unique that you think everyone should experience if they can on Seabourn from a culinary standpoint. It could be a dessert. It could be anything.
Something unique. It would be a seafood dish.
A seafood dish.
A seafood
dish. Caviar in the morning?
The caviar, or you could experience the caviar with a glass of champagne on your balcony, 7 o'clock in the morning,
that
sailing
sounds,
into Vancouver.
There
we, okay. Daniel, real quick.
So one of the signature events we offer here is the sommelier lunch because I get to sit down with the chef. We get to talk about wine and the food.
That was
and
well attended perfect, yesterday. You did a really good job with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, listen, guys, thank you very much for joining us today. We have really enjoyed cruising with you. Appreciate it very much. Up next, listen, well, Mary thank and you. I, we are going to open the show microphones to some of the show fans and passengers that are with us. You're going to hear from them firsthand. As I said earlier, the show may be about to go off the rails. We'll see. Stay with us, everyone. The grand finale of the big Let's Go America Tour Alaska cruise is coming right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
Hey everyone, Robert here to share some important information with you. Listen, whenever or wherever you travel, we want you to be protected like we are at TravelGuard.com/carry. Don't put your finances, personal well-being, or your time at risk. Travel safe, travel smart, TravelGuard.com/carry. It's cents on the dollar compared to what travel costs. Plus, you'll have a skilled team available to you 24/7 to pretty much take care of any situation you encounter. Check them out and get protected before you head out at TravelGuard.com/carry. Or as always, just go to RMWorldTravel.com, look under sponsors.
If your spine needs extra TLC, then you need a mattress from helixsleep.com/carry. Each Helix mattress is designed for specific sleep positions and comfort, and with 20 unique mattresses, you'll find one that's right for you. They also let you try it out in your own home for 100 nights risk-free. Take the 2-minute Helix sleep quiz to get matched with the perfect mattress. Head to helixsleep.com/carry and save 20% off site-wide plus free shipping. helixsleep.com/carry for 20% off or visit rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Let's Go America. Welcome back to Alert Bay, everyone. Our big Let's Go America Tour Alaska cruise sails right along. Mary and I are joining you from Seabourn Square on Deck 7 aboard the Seabourn Quest, and we're sponsored by SimplySafe.com/carry.
There's no safe like Simply Safe. Whether you're traveling somewhere near or far, have peace of mind that your home or small business is always being looked after.
You know, they have everything you need to make your place safe, all monitored 24/7 by security professionals. It costs less than a dollar a day. Go to SimplySafe.com/carry. You're going to save 50% as a show fan today, or rmworldtravel.com, look under sponsors.
Okay, joining us here live on set, we have three show fans and another passenger traveling with us, and we thought you'd enjoy hearing from them on their travels. We have sisters Mary Volpe and Cindy Ashworth, Mike Belko, and Di Miller.
Well, listen, all four of you, which are, folks, if you could see this, they're literally right in front of us at the broadcast desk. Nice to have all of you here. Welcome.
Thank you. It's
thank
good
you.
To be here.
Well, thank you very much. All right, so we're going to start, Mary. We're going to go Mary and Cindy.
Okay.
We're going to start there. Okay, so it's been fun traveling with both of you on this cruise for sure. You know, and you know, this is the it's first time, I guess, that you have been on this type of cruise because you were with us last year when we did the big Let's Go America tour in the North Atlantic. So that was a lot of fun. So what made you choose this cruise in Alaska? And has this Seabourn cruise surprised you in any way? Cindy?
Well, I was actually listening to your radio show because
we like that.
When we met you, we got to listen to the show, and I heard last November that you mentioned that you guys were going to Alaska. So I went downstairs and asked my sister Mary, would you like to go to Alaska? Mary and Robert are going.
And I said, let's book it now.
That's it. All right. So Mary, well, we love that, by the way. But Mary, you know, has this Seabourn cruise surprised you in any way?
It hasn't surprised me. It's thrilled me. It's different because the cruise that we were on before was an expedition cruise. So I feel very fortunate to be able to experience both types of cruises, the ocean and the expedition. So I just love getting all of the Seabourn magic in all the ways they offer it.
Thanks. Okay, so I'm going to head to Mike. Mike, this is your first cruise. You and your wife, Jen,
yes.
Joined us in Juneau. What have you enjoyed most this week?
Oh, like you said, this is our first cruise, so everything is a new experience to us. And you know, having this ship, Seabourn, as our first cruise is probably spoiled us a little bit.
Yeah, there's so, nowhere to go from this. You're up there.
Yeah, so it's been fantastic. I mean, the staff, the you know, the kitchen, the, everything has just been awesome. The excursions have been incredible.
Anything surprise you real quick? You're surprised how much you love it?
Yes, yes. Yeah, surprised how quick it went.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yes.
Yeah, that's, it has. Yes.
Way too fast.
And for us, for the 14 days, we feel that way. Yeah. All right, so Diane, now you've been recognized on this cruise as having the most number of sailed days, I think 625 or so or thereabouts, whatever it is, which listeners out there love. I wanted to share that. But I want you to share why you cruise so often and what do you most enjoy about it?
We just love cruising. We love exploring the world, and this is a fabulous way to do it. My husband and I first discovered Seabourn 15 years ago for our silver wedding anniversary, and it was just such a special cruise, and we just fell in love with the cruise line, but more importantly, with the people. Mm. It is the people that make Seabourn. The people on the ship, right from the very top, from the captain right across the board. But there's the people you cruise with as well. They're just fabulous. You meet like-minded people.
Oh, like we got to meet on this cruise.
Absolutely, yeah. Exactly. Met you two lovely people.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. And now we know we have a place when we come to the UK where we can visit,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely,
exactly.
Yes.
Appreciate
I can't
it.
Promise the Seabourn service.
All right, so we have a segment that's very popular in the show called the Preferred Travel Panel, and we like to go rapid fire where we ask just quick questions right off the top of your head what your answers are. We're going to do an abridged version of that.
Yes,
with you,
because we only
right
have
now.
2 minutes and 17 seconds left.
Yeah.
So we're going to say something, and I want you to give us the first that comes to mind. All right, Mike, we're going to start with you because I know you love the pressure being put on you. What's a food that you've enjoyed the most here on Seabourn Quest?
The black cod.
The black cod?
It's delicious.
Yeah, I was not seeing that coming.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting. It was delicious.
Yeah.
All right. Cindy, favorite thing you've enjoyed most about Alaska on this cruise?
Oh, gosh. Mendenhall Glacier, drinking the water.
Okay, Mary.
Should have brought a bottle for that.
Yeah, yeah. Mary.
Oh, favorite?
Yeah.
Was watching the calving at Hubbard Glacier from the Zodiac about 150 yards away.
And you were very good at it. Actually, both of you were. You saw the cracks coming.
And I'm going to just say something. So, Mary, our show is heard in Washington, D.C. We have affiliates there, so National Geographic is based there. They actually may want to get in touch with us and so forth because the photos you've been taking, phenomenal here. I mean,
Thank you.
It's unbelievable. It's been great. All right. So, Mary.
How about you, Di? Favorite on this particular?
Favorite moment, kayaking at the Hubbard Glacier.
Yeah,
just the peace, the calm, kayaking through the ice.
All right, really quick on this. We're going to go again. Mike, Mary, Cindy, and then Di. An area you want to cruise next? Mike?
Somewhere through Europe, Mediterranean, Baltic, something like that.
Okay.
We actually just booked the Baltic
cruise
through Seabourn. So, that'll be next.
The future cruise consultant, he's already on that.
Absolutely.
Like that. Cindy, Mary, real quick.
You go.
Well, after my Antarctica cruise that's already booked in December, I want to do Mediterranean, Eastern Adrian.
Okay, nice on that. Okay, Cindy, really?
Ditto. Okay.
I want to go up to the Arctic, the Arctic and the Northern
Hemisphere. Yeah, the Northwest Passage.
Yeah, that,
well, listen, thank you to all of you very
thank
much
you
for
guys.
Being here. We appreciate it. Just hold the mic, stay right there, because otherwise it's going to create some chaos for us and Ajita for Bobby back
funny,
in Dallas.
Guys. Thank
we don't
you.
Want that. Folks, right now we need to pause for a few sponsor messages to pay the bills on the show. When we return, we are going to go shopping.
We definitely are.
Yes. Mm,
fun. All right. Stay with us, everyone. We have two more segments to go today, and our Let's Go America Tour Alaskan Cruise broadcast is going to continue in 3 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
Connect with America's number one travel radio show as we cover everything and anything in the world of travel by following us at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
You know something, everyone? Too many deodorants, well, they just don't work for those of us with an active lifestyle. That's not the case with Mando, as it's ready to tackle all over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorant for whole-body odor control. It's safe for your pits, packages, and feet, and Mando's science-based formula, it's pH-optimized and capable of blocking odors before they start. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin safe for sensitive parts. Get 20% off site-wide with code CARRY, that's C-A-R-E-Y, at shopmando.com. You can also find a link, as always, at rmworldtravel.com.
If you're a yo-yo dieter, you should know that that can be dangerous. It can actually increase your risk of health issues, including heart attacks, strokes, type 2 diabetes, and others. Lean weight loss is a natural studied supplement that helps maintain a healthy blood sugar, control your appetite and cravings, and burn fat. If you're tired of losing weight and gaining it back, Lean was created for you. Give Lean, L-E-A-N, a try at TakeLean.com. That's TakeLean.com, and you'll get 20% off with the code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y. TakeLean.com. RMWorldTravel.com has a direct link.
Hi, I'm Cesar Millan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high-meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/balance or text BALANCE to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code FAST, or text FAST to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code FAST.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text FAST to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Well, it absolutely is. And let's go, America. Welcome back to Alert Bay. We are aboard Seabourn Quest today. Nice having you part of the grand finale of the big Let's Go America Tour Alaskan cruise.
It is indeed. For our iBlock over the next 6 minutes, we're going to be joined by luxury ambassador Erin Page. We've sailed with her in the past, and we've enjoyed reconnecting these past 2 weeks here on the trip. Erin joins us now on Mic 4.
Erin, good morning. Nice having you here with us.
I'm very grateful to be here. I'm excited. Thanks for having me.
Thank you very
Absolutely.
Much. Appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
So as Barry just said, you know, it's also nice since we've seen you before on past cruises. And I know you've had a chance to see the show before. So that's been good. So here we are. You know, there are all types of travelers aboard a Seabourn cruise. And the boutique and the collection, which I'm looking at as right now as we sit and do the show, have something that should interest, I would like to think, pretty much every type of traveler. Whether it's toiletry products that somebody may have forgotten, maybe locally made jams, crafts, collectibles, clothing, sunglasses, perfumes, and of course the jewelry. Mm-hmm. You know, give folks tuned in an overview of a few products that you carry that you think might intrigue them.
Well, yeah, you're right. All of those things we do have. Some of the ones that are probably most surprising that we have are probably some of the diamonds and gemstones. We've got ones people often don't even know exist. Really rare gemstones, pink diamonds, yellow diamonds, alexandrite. We also have, which a lot of people are surprised, we have pristine Rolexes right now. which is super exciting because back home people have to go on a wait list. So a lot of people are really surprised. We were very surprised when we got them, actually.
Interesting. All right. Well, and you certainly have, those are among the higher price point items, mm-hmm. but you do have, if you walk into the shop, you have costume jewelry as well in different price points. You have quite a few other items. And I'm curious, do you find most guests will use Shipboard credit at the boutique in the collection? And also, so talk about how people can pay as well as your hours, because you're not always open.
Yeah, absolutely. Shipboard credit is mm-hmm. always nice because it means people can just get a little treat for themselves. Everyone wants a way to remember the cruise, to remember the place that they've visited. So it's nice to just get a little treat. And in terms of hours, mm-hmm. we are... A nice thing about the shops on board is we're tax and duty free. But that does mean that when we're in port, due to regulations, we can't open. So you'll mostly find us on a port day, you'll find us open in the evening after we set sail. And on sea days, we'll be there all day.
Well, I want to go back and talk about that because, you know, we've had this conversation with you. You know, one of the benefits of buying product here is, you know, while on board, certainly, it is tax-free, as you just said. But to take that a little further, there are forms that you need to provide to travelers for customs on items they buy. So explain that process a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. For example, all the pieces that you may want to declare, for example, all the jewellery that you may want to declare your mm-hmm. fine jewellery from Effie, we will provide you with your certificate of authenticity. So with that, there is a little section on the bottom. So if you are from the States, all our jewellery is manufactured in the States and therefore it's a US goods return. So you won't have to pay going back with that.
So that's a perk. And again, just to confirm, everything is tax-free, no matter how much it is. So from the tea to the birch syrup, okay. Just share a few details. You host a lot of events, and we've seen an increase in this. You host cocktail parties, all kinds of events. Talk about that.
Yeah, it's really fun. Yeah. I mean, this is a cruise, so we want everything to be fun. We want everyone to enjoy it. And a lot of people want to learn when they're on board, so we do our talks about the different diamonds and gemstones. We do have some parties, we have some cocktails. We just want everyone to enjoy, have a good time.
Yeah, I think the talks on the gemstones give a little bit more history and character and enrichment to the cruise as well as to the boutique. Do you find that they're well attended?
They are, yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot of people like to learn about them, especially if they already own a piece of that gemstone. Yeah. They want to know the history, the myths, the legends behind it.
Yeah, fun.
So here's a question for you. You know, largest priced item that you've personally sold on a seaborne ship?
Oh, I think it would be up there. Some of the gemstones we've got go up to, well, in the vault, they go up to millions that we can sell. So,
have you sold that one?
So there's a
I've
vault.
Not sold that sold one yet. There's
okay.
a vault.
I just learned there's a vault okay. for jewelry
but, okay.
on board.
But if there was an item on this ship right now, if money was no object to you, what would it be that you'd want for yourself?
I would go for a pink diamond, definitely.
Pink diamond. Okay, well, there we are. So there
All
we are.
Right,
Aaron, listen, very nice having you part of the broadcast today. And hopefully you'll see some show fans when they come in the future. They'll tell you, hey, we were listening to Robert and Mary. We loved your segment on the show. And you can help them get to that $1 million sale that you're looking for, okay? So thank you very much, Aaron. Appreciate that.
Yeah, a lot
thank
of fun.
You.
Thank you, Aaron.
So, Mary, I'm afraid to ask you what you would like.
Well, I might go with Aaron, a pink diamond. Pink is diamond. That in the vault or is that on display?
We have one here.
Good thing that the cruise is ending, so yeah. Exactly. So.
I
All
did right, get folks. Some birch syrup.
Well, yeah, that's it. Somehow that doesn't seem to equate, but okay. After this quick 3-minute sponsors break, as the ship takes us back to Vancouver following today's show, we're going to share a place, you know, that some say actually it is magical escape within the city. We've been there several times. It's certainly special for sure. Mm-hmm. We say it's a must-visit destination. Yeah. That's what we did Definitely. Before we get on the cruise. You're going to learn about it in 180 seconds. The final segment of our big Let's Go America Tour Alaskan cruise is coming right back.
Join the travel duo and team by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Let's go, America. Mary and I thank all of you for being part of the program these 120 minutes today. And as we reconnect with you for the final time from Alert Bay, so far we've brought you 19 different segments over these past 2 weeks. And for number 20, well, we're going to end where we began in Vancouver. But first, we're sponsored by ChefIQ.com.
Whatever type of meat, chicken, or fish you're cooking, make it restaurant quality with the all-new Chef IQ Sense cooking sense. sensor. It's kind of like a meat thermometer, but it's wireless and much smarter. Just enter it into whatever you're cooking, choose how you like it, and it's going to precisely predict when it's done by sending your smartphone an alert.
You know, no more ending up with shoe leather or bloody rare foods on the grill in an oven or on a pan. This is the world's smartest and most simple to use wireless cooking sensor. Visit chefiq.com to order yours today. Save 15% with code CARRY at checkout or find a direct link at rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors.
Vancouver's Granville Island has successfully evolved since the 70s, becoming a must-visit destination frequented and loved by travelers and locals. It's a one-of-a-kind place we've enjoyed in the past with our sons, and again just before the start of this cruise. It's Canada's biggest tourist attraction, second only to Niagara Falls, and during our visit 2 weeks ago, we spent time with its general manager, Tom Lancaster, and here's that conversation.
Hey, Tom, well, we're here looking out over the False Bay. Beautiful day. Granville Island is a place that Mary and I have visited with our sons in the past, have enjoyed our time here. It's great to be back. It's a location that when folks come, if they've been here before, they won't forget it. Many ways to get here, walking, driving, the ferry, right? However it happens, it's well worth a trip. You've got a background in urban planning, and Granville Island is a great example, frankly, of planned revitalization projects. You've got mixed public spaces, shops with restaurants and more, all coexisting, you know, with a working waterfront. So it's a special place to come. Experience. Thoughts on it?
Well, you kind of said it all. The big thing about Granville Island is that it's authentic. And this is what people love about it. This is why we're so successful, both locally and I think internationally. People come for the authenticity. We go back to about 1910, which is when the island was created. And some of these buildings that you're looking at all around here go back to 1910, 1911. They've been repurposed a bunch of times, but the original intent about this place was to be a cool, authentic urban park for locals. And I think we hit it out of the park like way back in the day in the 70s. And that success has just continued to this day.
Thanks, Tom. Let's dig into this public market. We're standing outside watching people eating, drinking, having a great time. It's very eclectic, from local food purveyors, artisans, restaurants, any kind of food you could possibly imagine, meats, cheeses. Describe this public market.
You two have done a pretty good job of figuring us out. So any type of food you can imagine is kind of our ethos. What we're trying to do is reflect all the cultural diversity that makes Canada such an amazing place in one really cool space. The public market is one of the oldest in Canada. It's certainly most eclectic. So we have everything from artisans to, like you said, cheeses, all the way up to two of the best butchers in British Columbia, and definitely two of the best purveyors of seafood that you're going to find anywhere. So it's, again, it's that authenticity that people just love.
Yeah, and let's now walk outside the market, and there's a lot to do here. There's Netloft, and there seems to be a pretty good theater scene here.
Yeah, we have about 350 different businesses on the island. So if you come and you're looking for a slice of salami that you can only find in one place in all of British Columbia, you're also going to access up to 13 different theaters. We have over 100 events every year that we put on, ranging from Children's Festival to the Fringe Festival, Push, I mean, Indian Summer Festival, you name it, and it's kind of happening here. This is, again, what we're trying to do is make sure that all of the diversity of Canada is reflected either in the tenants on the island, the people selling things here, or the events that we're putting on.
I mean, the buzz that we are just getting today being here has been great. We already made sure we hit Lee's Donuts. Mary, after this, she's already got some shopping she wants to do and some other pastries and so forth we have to hit. But, you know, you touched on something earlier. Most travel these days, it's about local. It's the destination authenticity. You know, is there something here on Granville Island that you say is quintessentially local? It's a must try while visiting. You know, it could be an event, it could be a food or something else.
I like the hidden gems anywhere I go, the things off the beaten path. So that's what I would suggest here. I mean, everyone's going to come to the market. You're going to go through 60-odd vendors, and you're going to find something really unique and really cool. But if you go to the other side of the island, this place is 42 acres, lots of stuff going on here. If you go to the other side of the island, you'll find one of the world's best, most awarded chocolatiers. And they make all their chocolate handmade here on the island in a tiny little space. Family-run businesses are
kind of the
norm.
Can we walk there from here?
You can walk there from here, yeah. Take you about 7.5 minutes.
Okay, I love that. 7 is precise. I love the number.
Well, I've done it a number of times myself. And you'll, along the way, you'll find some of the best woodworkers in Canada making some of the most unique art you're going to find.
All right, so really quick, here we are. September's not far off now. Christmas is going to be here before we know it. This place looks like it's going to be really special for the holidays, yes?
It goes bonkers in December. We have a crazy light festival that we have all across the island. It's free, of course. Everything here is free, except the donuts. And you can guide yourself around. We have all these different installations. It's the most Instagram place in Vancouver during the holidays. The lights on the water, the lights with the artisan alley that's on your way over to the chocolate place, all of that, you put it together, and it's an unbelievable experience.
Well, Tom, we had a great time being back here today, and we really appreciate you helping us showcase this great island. Thank you.
No, it's my pleasure. Thanks.
All right, as we bring you back to Seabourn Square on Deck 7 with all of us here in Alert Bay, the website to find more information and plan your own visit is GranvilleIsland.com. Mary, well, our 2 weeks of travel will soon be ending as the time has come for us to put a wrap on the big Let's Go America Tour Alaskan cruise. Look for a full recap on our website and social media later this week. A programming alert that next week's show will be a special encore broadcast as, amazingly, Labor Day is ahead. We'll return live on September 6th at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. And in just over a month from now, we'll be headed to Hawaii with the show. Can't wait for that as well. Special thanks to the guests who appear on the show today with Mary and me and Rudy. Thanks to everyone at Seabourn and to our show fans who booked to travel with us here. Thanks to our show team, network affiliates, and our sponsors. Most importantly, thanks to all of you out there who helped make what we do America's number one travel radio show. Have a great week, everyone, and let's go, America.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.